346.
Every search you make, every click you take, they'll be watching you.
Tired of companies like Google and Facebook watching everything you do online? There's actually a simple solution. DuckDuckGo. It's an all-in-one privacy app with a built-in private search engine, web browser, one-click data clearing, email protection, and more. All for free. Download the app today and get the most comprehensive privacy protection with the push of a button. DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
Hey, y'all, it's Dabo. When I'm not coaching, I love to ride my brand new bike from Tim's Harley-Davidson. They really took their time to make sure I found just the right motorcycle. Now, I'm part of the legendary Tim's family tradition, and you know, it feels great. Plus, I know my machine is in good hands, because they're going to keep her running right. Skill, knowledge, and experience. These guys are definitely all in. Hope you'll visit my friends at Tim's Harley-Davidson today. See you on the road. Go Tigers.
Walked up to the Road Rage. We are back. Let me squeeze Bryce in here, and we'll get back to this preview of the games in the You Pick 'em contest and that hideous Virginia Tech-North Carolina game that, by the way, I had a North Carolina fan, Lee, write me, I don't want to pick it either.
That's bad.
Bryce, how are you, Bryce?
Good, Walt. How are you?
Good, Bryce. Great to have you, as always.
Thank you. Football game yesterday, and our football team's 3-0. We won 42-46.
Wow! How about that? So a shootout, yeah. and you remain unbeaten. Congratulations, Bryce.
Thank you. There was a 2-point conversion at the end of the game that I knocked away so we could win.
Wow! How about that? Look at Bryce making the game-saving play.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I just have a couple of quick things to get to today. I got somewhere to be in a wait. 15 minutes. So.
Okay.
All right. I heard you talking about picking some game. I just heard a couple when I got on. And I think that Mississippi State is going to cream Texas A&M by at least 14 points.
At least 14.
You can write me down for that one.
I gotcha.
Know that. And then I think Clemson will just outright win the game. I think it'll be close, but I think they're going to end up winning by 3.
Okay. Well, that seems reasonable.
And then Florida, I think Florida State is going to kill Wake Forest.
Really?
Yes. Wake Forest looked good against Clemson, but I just don't believe in that offense of Wake Forest. And I think Florida State's playing good football, and they've beat LSU, and I think LSU is arguably better than Wake Forest.
That might be. I do think LSU is a little better than people think they are.
Yes, I think they're one of the most underrated teams in college football. And then another thing is about Georgia's schedule. At the beginning of the year, everybody thought that our schedule was trash. But do you think now that we have to play 2 top 10 teams and then Florida, who people are treating like a legit team now, do you think that's changed people's mindsets?
Well, wait. Florida's terrible. Now, Tennessee's one of the top 10 teams. Who's the other?
Kentucky.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I don't. I don't. See, here's the thing, Bryce. I don't think Tennessee or Kentucky are top 10 teams. Now, by the time Kentucky gets, if Kentucky gets Chris Rodriguez going, I do want to see what they look like with him, because now I think you have a legitimate NFL running back and a legitimate round one NFL quarterback. And at that point, they might be a legitimate top 10 team. I'm inclined to think with that Kentucky with Rodriguez is more legitimate top 10 than Tennessee is. I view Tennessee as 17 or 18, somewhere in there. And I know Vol Nation will help hate that, but no, I don't think they're, I don't think there's any way they're a top 10 team.
They're just ranked up there because they haven't, you think they just haven't played anybody yet?
Yeah, look, I mean, I watched the Tennessee-Pittsburgh game. I picked Tennessee. I thought Tennessee would win the game maybe more comfortably than they did. And the only reason that they won the game is because Keaton Slovis, the Pitt quarterback, got knocked out early. If he didn't get knocked out, they were not going to win that game. And they were going to lose to Pittsburgh team that isn't great. I think Tennessee is an 8-4, 9-3 type team. I haven't looked at their whole schedule, but I don't think there's any way. I mean, that they're going to finish ranked in the top 10. I'd be very surprised at that.
And then, so
maybe a little, Bryce, maybe a little better. I think Kentucky and Tennessee are certainly ranked higher than most people thought they would be at the start of the year.
Yeah, I will say that. I know Kentucky and Tennessee play each other. I think Kentucky will win that game, and it sounds like you're agreeing with me on that one.
Where is that game? Do you know where that game is?
I'm not sure. I think it's at Kentucky, but don't quote me on that.
Yeah, I won't.
Yeah.
I want to see where the game is played, Bryce, but I think Rodriguez could be a problem for Tennessee if he's, you know, fully gone. It's at Tennessee.
Okay. Yeah, I told you not to quote me on that.
Yeah. Good thing we did.
Well, that'll make it a little bit closer. So. I have one question, then I got to get off the air. The Falcons, we won. I'll take a win. What do you think that gives us any momentum going forward? Any at all? Thank you all.
Thank you, Bryce. Well, one thing I've been a little surprised with by Atlanta is they're able to score. You know, I would guess they're averaging 26, 27 points a game. So they've had some offense. Mariota's played pretty well, and they have been able to move the ball and to score. We'll find out what happens against the Browns this weekend. The Browns might be able to just line up and run it on them. Yeah, Kentucky at Tennessee is a pretty good football game. That's a pretty good football game. I'm not sure either are legit top 10 teams. I'm more inclined to think that Kentucky is with a healthy Rodriguez. I don't believe Tennessee is a top 10 team. And actually, when I asked Vol Nation about this yesterday, you noticed, Ramona, he refused to answer the question
he
believed Tennessee was a legitimate number 8 team. Because he knows. I mean, he wants to believe that in his heart of hearts, but he knows. Tennessee, and I'll just tell you right now, do you know where I had Tennessee in my poll last week, Ramona? I don't know whether you know. Whether you can tell me that, where I had positioned Tennessee.
Where you had Tennessee?
Tennessee, Florida 18. Sucks. How about Utah? Yeah, Utah traveled 2,000 miles, game one of the season. And again, I think Utah played Florida 100 times, and Utah would win all 100. I just think it was a fluke. You had Cameron Rising, who's an experienced quarterback, doesn't usually make mistakes, throw an inexplicable interception at the 5-yard line in the game's waning moments. And I just don't think the game means that much. I don't think Florida's very good. What'd you say?
I said you had them 18.
18th?
Yes.
Well, okay, so here's the thing. After beating Florida, you want to know where I have them? 18th. I didn't move them at all. That's where they belong. People can tell me top 10, 8, whatever. They're not. No one in their right mind thinks, not even Tennessee fans think they're a top 10 team. They're just, that's not where they are. Yeah. Your defense can't be as bad as theirs is and be a top 10 team. You're just not. They're fun to watch. Hooker's maybe a legitimate Heisman candidate, but they're not a top 10 football team. And I can't necessarily define who is. Right now, but I have Tennessee 18th, and that's about where they belong. I think it's about where they belong. And we'll get to my poll in a little bit. But I can't put them any higher than that. I've watched them play numerous times, and they're not that good. Give me Tennessee's schedule, Ramona. Let me know when you have that. Let me tell you about Engineered Sleep. Engineered Sleep is a fourth generation mattress manufacturer. They sell directly to you, so you end up saving hundreds of dollars. They only make and sell their own products. They use premium materials that will not break down and sag over time, like so many of the manufactured mattresses around the planet do, the alleged big names that break down and sag, not at Engineered Sleep. They use premium materials that will not break down and sag over time. That's what your back needs. Their sales process is simple and interactive, not like regular mattress stores. They offer free delivery and takeaway if you live within 50 miles. Use code WCCP for 10% off, which means you can save up to $475. Call 866-244-0898, 866-244-0898, or visit engineeredsleep.com. Better sleep, rest assured. Look, your very health, your physical, mental well-being depends on the quality of your sleep. Do not neglect the importance of a great night's sleep. Mattress sizes, twin, twin XL, full XL, queen, king, cal king. Full XL is a rare size. When you make them yourself, you can make them any size you want. Adjustable beds as well. Visit the factory, 627 Congaree Road in Greenville. Online, engineeredsleep.com for more info and to see what they offer for yourself. Trust me, you'll thank me later. Do it. 866-244-0898. Call and tell my same. Texas is Clemson top 10 team. They are now. People, there have to be top 10 teams. They are now. I also received a text from a Florida fan, I believe, that said that Florida's played one of the toughest schedules or something of that sort. Where is that? Here it is. Florida has played the hardest schedule in the nation through four games. I don't care about that. They're just not that good. I mean, let's be honest. Anthony Richardson, prior to the Tennessee game, the two games prior to that, he could have stood right in front of this building in the parking lot and not been able to hit the station. All right, that's how bad he was the two previous games. Now, he threw the ball great against Tennessee. That speaks to how bad the Tennessee defense is. If Anthony Richardson's talented. He has to figure it out. He's talented. But if Anthony Richardson's going to throw for 430 yards on you, then your defense can't stop anybody. I just don't think Florida is that good. I think if Utah played Florida today on a neutral field, I think Utah won by three touchdowns. All right, what do you have, Ramona?
What do you want to know off the schedule?
The schedule.
Okay, their next game at LSU.
That's this week?
Right.
Yeah, see, I think they lose.
Okay, and then they have Alabama.
Said Anthony Richardson's horrific. He's not horrific. He has great natural talent. It hasn't been cultivated yet. All right, then what?
Then they have Alabama at home.
Okay, so now they're a two-loss team. You know, when I put them 18th, maybe I should have considered that. They're not 8th. They're not winning either one of those games. I still have some questions about Alabama, but I just don't think they're winning either one of those games. All right.
Then they have UT Martin at home.
Okay, that's a win.
Kentucky at home.
Yeah, that's a half. So there's 2.5 losses already on the schedule.
Then they're at Georgia.
3.5.
Then they have Missouri at home.
Okay, that's a win.
Then they're at South Carolina.
Okay, 3.5 still.
And then they're at Vanderbilt.
Okay. So they're a 8-4, 9-3 team, which is what I said all along. There's 3.5 losses there. That's what they are. And where does that put them? 18. I mean, they're not a top 10 team. No one in their right mind thinks Tennessee is a top 10 team. And if you're voting for Tennessee in the top 10, that's laughable. It's laughable. Go watch that Pittsburgh game and tell me they're a top 10 team. Come on, man. I mean, they're just not. They're not. They're good offensively. They're fun to watch. They're headed in the right direction. But the defense is an abomination. And quite honestly, you know, Hooker has great mobility. I think Daniels of LSU can run all over him. That game isn't on our contest, LSU-Tennessee. No. I'm surprised that game's not in our contest. We'll continue with this. All right, Ramona, the last game that we went over, we had gotten to Virginia Tech at North Carolina. the Fright Show game. Yeah. I mean, I have one team that can't score but can play defense and one team that can score and can't stop anybody. Now, that's a little bit like North Carolina and Notre Dame this past weekend. Texas said North Carolina's good offensively. Are they a top 10 team? No. They're not even a rankable team. They've been more a fortunate team than anything else. I mean, I actually compared North Carolina to Tennessee the other day. North Carolina is one of the worst defenses I've ever seen at this point. I mean, I've seen some bad defenses in the history of college football. North Carolina is right up there amongst the worst defenses I've ever seen. Now, offensively, they're really good. May has been terrific. They have weapons. They're going to score. Every North Carolina game is basically going to be like 40-40. Because what's going to happen against them is just what happened in the Notre Dame game. And I knew it would. I just didn't know the degree to which it would. See, North Carolina is going to take average pedestrian offenses and turn them into elite offenses on the day that they play. Like, Virginia Tech sucks offensively. I mean, they just suck. They're not going to suck against North Carolina. Because North Carolina can't stop anything. I mean, Notre Dame hasn't been able to score if you leave them by themselves in the building. But against North Carolina, they score 50. Quick break.
At PhD Weight Loss, they realize that controlling your weight is a challenge, particularly in hectic seasons like, oh, I don't know, football season, where you're at tailgates all the time. You're in stadiums with the same concession food. It can be very easy to justify to yourself making poor choices, even if you've experienced some sort of a life change in terms of weight loss. But that's where Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team at PhD Weight Loss are different, because they don't just tell you what to eat. They help you understand why those are good choices, why what you did before was a poor choice, and what the benefits are to your body and mind and soul in the long run. I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks, and in my profession, there's no way that I wouldn't put it back on if not for the encouragement and the insight I got at PhD Weight Loss. Find out how PhD can work for you. Go to the website, myphdweightloss.com.
Welcome back to this year's football season. Continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure we're part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for your game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfil-a.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
It's bow time. Mac and cheese, dirty rice, and the scratch-made biscuits. A Bojangles family meal has so many more fixings to choose from.
JanPro Cleaning and Disinfecting is your local cleaning industry leader, proudly serving the upstate for over 20 years. JanPro offers the industry's best in hygienic cleaning and disinfecting. Our proprietary electrostatic disinfection service combines safety and security with the ability to kill 99.9% of viruses and bacteria and still safe enough for food prep services. And this is just the tip of the iceberg in our professional expertise. Call JanPro today at 864-458-3053.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Hey, Mom, checking in on you and Dad. I saw there was a huge storm in your area last night.
Oh, we're great. Power is out in our neighborhood, but thank goodness our Generac home standby generator gave us backup power so your father could sleep. We didn't skip a beat.
Oh, wonderful. I know that CPAP is his lifeline at night, and with me living a state away, I can rest easy knowing you're both safe. Love you, Mom.
Love you too, son.
Call Central Electrical Services at 864-556-8002 for your free estimate today and peace of mind for your loved ones.
It's the end of the 22 model year for Mazda, and the guys at Bradshaw Mazda want to help you get the Mazda that's right for you right now. Hi, this is Heidi Aiken. The Mazda lineup goes from basic to luxurious, and the guys at Bradshaw Mazda will guide you to the one that fits you perfectly. With low lease specials, low APRs, and never any market adjustments, their cars are just easy to buy at Bradshaw Mazda. The final 22s are arriving daily, so hurry in now or see their inventory online at BradshawMazda.com.
Here at ATV Outfitters, we stock more ATV, UTV, motocross, and street bike products than anyone for hundreds of miles around. We have more than 10,000 tires and wheels on hand, and we pride ourselves on great prices and getting you the accessories you need fast. Come see us in the items that are readily available to get your vehicle ready for the street, trail, or mud pit. Don't buy elsewhere. We'll both lose money. Come by the store located at 2485 Rutherford Road, Greenville, or shop online at ATVOutfitters.net.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required. Refund available for 60 days after purchase.
Guys, want an effective, affordable way to get ED medication 100% online? Whether you're looking for Viagra or Cialis, or generic medications as effective as Viagra but 90% cheaper, you can find it all through Hims. Hims is your go-to for doctor-trusted treatments to help you treat ED. Get ED treatment for as low as $3 per use and save up to $1,000 per month with generic for Viagra versus the brand name at 4hims.com/radio. If prescribed, your medication will be shipped to your door in discreet packaging. Do it all online. No in-person appointments. Get results with Hims or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/radio to get your first visit free. That's 4hims.com/radio to get started free. forhims.com/radio.
Mr. Knickerbocker isn't just a store, it's a lifestyle. Shop 100% collegiate licensed tailgating items, gifts, decals, apparel, pet products, hats, and more for all Clemson sports all year long. With four locations to serve you, shop Clemson on College Avenue or the Lifestyle Store, Seneca at Hartwell Village, Greenville on Woodruff Road, or online at MrKnickerbocker.com. Like and follow on social media for new product launches and more. Mr. Knickerbocker, a Clemson tradition store since 1973.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
From the Liberty Bridge in Falls Park to the Top Row in Memorial Stadium, we are your home for sports across the upstate. 105.5 and 97.5. We are The Roar.
When you wake up in the morning and the light has hurt your head, the first thing you do when you get up out of bed is hit that streets of running and try to meet the masses. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
The reason Tennessee LSU isn't on is that's not this week. This texter alerted me to that's next week. I don't know why. Everything Vol Nation was talking about with LSU yesterday, I thought that that game was Saturday, but it's not. So that would explain that. It doesn't explain Vontech and North Carolina, though. You know, get this, though, Ramona. Texter said somewhere here, Well, why did you, I can't find it, but the gist of it was, well, why did you have North Carolina 21 last week? Well, because it's based on what you've done. It's not my opinion. I'm in large part, I'm trying to base it wherever possible on what you've done. And North Carolina, heading into this week, deserved to be ranked. Now they don't. I mean, it's not hard. Now they don't. And I don't think they'll be back again. I don't think they're going to be back again. Now, come on, man. Texter 723. Listen to this, Ramona. Gabe Gugwell, I'll get to you in a minute. Tennessee defense giving up 19 points per game, and Clemson's giving up 22. Tennessee has played two ranked teams to Clemson 1. Okay, first of all, I've been highly critical of the Clemson defense so far. But are you actually going to try and tell me, is this the premise of your tweet? Are you actually, or your text rather, are you actually going to try and suggest to me that the Tennessee defense is better than Clemson's? Is that what you're trying to say? Do you really believe that? By the way, it's the same text you asked about North Carolina. So I answered your North Carolina part. Are you actually trying to tell me that you think Tennessee's defense is better than Clemson's? Really? Look, again, you got a backup quarterback in the Pittsburgh game or you were going to lose. Well, you, I don't know if you're a Tennessee fan. I don't know who you're a fan of. You're an SEC fan. I guess that. You clearly are anti-Clemson because you're the one who actually wrote me, is Clemson a top 10 team? Well, yeah. But the notion of Tennessee's defense being better than Clemson, that's truly funny. Oh, no. Yes, they are terrible. Oh, yes. Tennessee's defense is hideous. Hideous. Awful. Awful. You let Anthony Richardson throw for 450 yards or 430, whatever it was. Anthony Richardson thrown for 430 on the year. Come on, man. Trust me, that defense is going to be exposed. Exposed continuously. It's going to be exposed by LSU whenever that game is. Gamecock Will. Will, how are you?
I'm doing good, Will. How about you?
Oh, good, Will. Good to have you back.
Oh, yeah. Part of my Gamecocks go, well, you know, we got, like you said, first of the year, we got too many weapons not to be playing as bad as we are. I know we got a lot of defensive starters out right now because they hurt, but, I mean, it seems like we ought to be playing a lot better than what we are. How do you feel about that?
I think you're still a work in progress. I you're still trying to figure things out offensively too. I mean, you played a far lesser opponent, Charlotte, and you basically, I don't know if you refused to throw the ball, but it looked that way. I mean, I know you were winning the game with Lloyd averaging 12 yards a carry, but you shouldn't just be concerned with winning the game against an opponent like Charlotte. Against an opponent like Charlotte, you should be concerned with ironing out the kinks and getting that thing up to snuff. Your passing game has not been good. You're not going to line up against SEC teams with that offensive line and just run Lloyd. I mean, you're going to have to be able to throw the ball, and you do have weapons. So I don't get what you did in that game. I would have thought you would have wanted to get Rattler some confidence, and you didn't do any of that. I mean, what do you throw for 150 yards?
I'll do that tomorrow night.
Say again?
I'll do that tomorrow night.
Well,
they're going to open up
maybe
passing game
because I think you need to do that. I mean, if you want to compete against better teams.
Well, let me ask you something. Now I got a couple upset alerts here. I got Kentucky getting beat by Ole Miss. I think Lane Kiffin's got something for him. I think now Kentucky's good. Don't get me wrong, but I think they start playing the SEC opponents. I think they start dwelling down. I think Ole Miss beats them. I think Georgia beats them. I think Tennessee beats them. I think we could beat them if we play up to our par.
So Kentucky's going to lose like every game they play the rest of the year?
No, I'm saying, I think they lose at least three games.
We'll see. You have a round one NFL quarterback, maybe even a top 10 NFL quarterback. And you have an absolute NFL running back if Rodriguez is back. In fact, the best running back in that league. It's not even close. Rodriguez has averaged 6.6 yards for his career in that league. And they have not had him. They get him back this week. So I think that makes a big difference for Kentucky. The run game's been okay, but what it's been missing is Rodriguez. And I think when Kentucky has Rodriguez combined with Levis, now they're a completely different football team. Now, again, yeah, I don't know what that's going to look like this week. I mean, Rodriguez has had some penchant for fumbling the ball, and since he hasn't been playing, maybe he fumbles twice at Ole Miss this week. You know, I don't know about that.
I just think they came out to score Tennessee.
Texter 230 makes a good point. They did go to Florida and beat them there, right, and wear them out.
That's Florida. Florida
had the ball and was 30 yards away from beating Tennessee in Knoxville, right? That same
well,
Florida
I mean,
team?
I'm
just asking.
Well,
I mean, as opposed to, well, I mean, I'm just asking. Those are the facts, right?
Yeah, that's facts, but okay. I think Lane Kiffin's a better coach. So I think he'll find
Lane
a way
Kiffin's
to
a better coach than who? Than Mark Stoops?
No, Heupel. Whatever his name is. Tennessee coach.
Oh, Heupel. Okay.
As far as one more thing, I think,
By the way, Texter says Kentucky offensive linesman suspect at time. That's true. I mean, they lost a bunch of guys to the NFL, but it's still a pretty good group. They wore Florida down in the second half, and again, trust me, that offensive line of Kentucky is going to look a lot better when Rodriguez is running behind it.
Well, I got one more thing. They said
Florida
Texter called in a while ago. They played
Texas. By the way, Levis is pedestrian. No, Levis is not pedestrian. Levis is a top 10 NFL quarterback. All right, what do you got?
South Carolina's probably got the toughest schedule in the country. If you look at it this way,
you have the toughest schedule in the country?
Well, we played number one team in the country, Georgia. We played number 10 Arkansas when they was now Kentucky's number 7. Uh-huh. We played Clemson's number 5. We played Tennessee's rank. I mean, don't tell me we don't have a tough schedule.
I didn't. Will, when did you ever hear me say that?
Well, I'm telling the Florida guy that.
Oh, okay. Because, before the year, I said I think that that South Carolina's schedule is very difficult. And that's
it's
why that's why
year.
That's why the win thing was in doubt. You know, that 5.5 total. But I picked you to go. I picked you to go over. I don't know if that's the right play now or not. But you know, some of those teams are going to come back to earth. I wouldn't be surprised if Tennessee comes back to earth in 2 weeks at LSU. We'll see.
Do you see our schedule next year? Won't.
Did I see your schedule next year?
It is this year.
No,
we're dropping UNC Charlotte, picking up North Carolina, then we're picking up Mississippi State. We're dropping Arkansas, picking up Mississippi State. So we get to play Mount Leach next year. So I mean. To me, it's going to be just as tough next year. Then the next year, we probably going to have to play Oklahoma.
Yeah.
On top of all this other stuff.
Let's get through this year first before we worry about how tough the schedule is next year or the year after that.
Well, another upset alert. Well, NC State over Clemson. Y'all have a good day.
All right, Will. All right. Dex just said, Kentucky did not wear us out. Is that a Florida fan? Yes, they did. Yes, they did. They took total physical control of that game in the second half, and you know they did. They absolutely wore you down in the second half. They were grinding the life out of you. You know that's true. I mean, so don't say anything other than that because don't be telling any lies. it just doesn't get better. Let me tell you about my friends at Water Furnace and Eric Rooney and Engineered Sleep because – there's just no heating and cooling system like it. You know, listen to this. Water furnace systems are rated number 1 in energy efficiency because they can deliver more than 5 units of energy for every 1 unit of electrical energy used. Compare that to even the best ordinary system that delivers less than 1 unit of energy for every unit it consumes. That translates into an energy efficiency rating exceeding 530% compared to the most efficient gas furnace, which rates at only 98%. And then there's this. Get this, Ramon. How would you like to buy something? You want to purchase something. You need to purchase something, and the federal government's going to pay for 30% of it. 2022 federal tax incentive is now 30% of the system cost. It was 26% last year. It's going up basically every year because the government recognizes how efficient geothermal heating and cooling is. 30%. But it gets better. The state of South Carolina, 2022, is adding 25%. The government is going to pay for 55% of your system. Are we done? No, it gets better. Because Blue Ridge Co-op members get an additional $1,600 per ton. So if you install a 4-ton unit, you're getting an additional $6,400. Now you're right at the cost of a standard heat pump. Except you're going to derive all these additional benefits. It's a much more efficient system than a heat pump because it takes advantage of the solar energy that's stored in the earth. Here's the best part of all. about two-thirds of your monthly power bill comes from your heating and cooling. Of the of those two-thirds, about 50 to 70%, you're going to realize a monthly savings of 50 to 70% of that two-thirds of your power bill. So in a summer month, I don't know, let's say June, your power bill is $400. All right. About two-thirds of that comes from heating and cooling. So you've got about, let's just say $275 is from heating and cooling in your standard monthly summer bill. All right. Of that $275, you're going to realize a 50 to 70% monthly savings. So that thing's going to be cut down dramatically, where you're going to get a $150, $175 discount over what you're paying now per month. It's amazing. Call my guy, Eric Rooney at Water Furnace Geothermal, 864-735-8081, 864-735-8081. Quick break.
Hi, folks. Qualk here with an update on this week's Tri-County Tech High School football game of the week. Due to forecasted heavy rains for the weekend, our Friday night game has been moved to Thursday this week, and it is a doozy as the Spartanburg Vikings host the Burns Rebels in Spartanburg County. Pre-game will start Thursday at 7 p.m. right here on The Roar. And don't forget, you can help us choose where we go each week by logging on to theroarfm.com or downloading The Roar mobile app, clicking on the poll tab, and casting a vote.
For the first time ever since opening its doors, the Greenville Men's Clinic is now the only men's health organization offering an intimacy guarantee. That's right. If you don't perform, you don't pay. You heard that right. Restoring intimacy is important to everyone. Helping men with a proven solution is what drives success. That is why the Greenville Men's Clinic stands by their intimacy guarantee. Now you will have the assurance and confidence of proven outcomes without the fear of financial loss. By using the latest technology for the treatment of ED, acoustic wave therapy uses pressure waves to open existing blood vessels, which restores spontaneity and intimacy for you and your loved one. Stop trusting companies that feed you empty promises with no results. Trust an intimacy guarantee. Trust the Greenville Men's Clinic. Call the Greenville Men's Clinic today, 864-301-1111. That's 864-301-1111, 864-301-1111, or greenvillemensclinic.com.
Here at Granger Nissan, we have the perfect vehicle for tailgating the Clemson Tiger games. The Nissan Pathfinder and Nissan Rogue both have room for all of your family and gear. With a new inventory coming in daily, now is the time to secure one and get yours reserved. With special financing starting at only 1.9%, Granger Nissan will work with you in getting you the best price and deal today. Located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson, you can call 864-328-1188 or shop us online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Did you know that Ingles sells more organics than any other store? Or that they run their own dairy? Or that they only serve USDA Choice and Prime meat? Did you know that they have more local craft beer than any place else? Or that they have Energy Smart stores? Or that they professionally slice and package imported cheese from Europe? Did you know about their giant international aisle, local farm partnerships, curbside pickup, wine department? Or that they donate 3,956 meals a day to local food banks? Well, now you do. It's all in the bag. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Low Country Male is a concierge medical practice that treats testosterone replacement, weight loss, and sexual health. Our process is simple. Full blood work followed by a consultation with our physician. We review the objective and subjective results to come up with a tailor-made plan just for you. Pricing is simple and straightforward, starting at $220 a month for testosterone, unlimited doctor visits, and labs. We also offer growth hormone, Wegovy, ED treatments, and much more. Make man men again. Book today, lowcountrymail.com.
What's under your home can get into your home. A sealed crawl space keeps out moisture, mold, and pests. Canty Foundation Specialist is your local trusted expert in crawl space sealing. Call us today for your free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263 or online at cantyconfixit.com.
Turner's Jewelers has gifts that sparkle for any occasion. Discover that perfect necklace, ring, or watch, or have Turner's artists design a breathtaking custom piece. Support your school with beautiful university charms from Turner's, or choose a beautiful charm from Pandora. When it comes to weddings, nobody says I do like we do. There's only one choice for sparkling gold, silver, and precious jewels. Turner's Jewelers, where Southern hospitality meets diamond know-how, in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required. Refund available for 60 days after purchase.
Guys, want an effective, affordable way to get ED medication 100% online? Whether you're looking for Viagra or Cialis, or generic medications as effective as Viagra but 90% cheaper, you can find it all through Hims. Hims is your go-to for doctor-trusted treatments to help you treat ED. Get ED treatment for as low as $3 per use and save up to $1,000 per month with generic for Viagra versus the brand name at 4hims.com/radio. If prescribed, your medication will be shipped to your door in discreet packaging. Do it all online. No in-person appointments. Get results with Hims or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/radio to get your first visit free. That's 4hims.com/radio to get started free. forhims.com/radio.
Fossil fuel prices are skyrocketing. Take advantage of a free and renewable energy source. Water furnace geothermal comfort systems tap into the stored solar energy in your yard to save you up to 70% on heating, cooling, and hot water. Get a 30% federal tax credit and a 25% tax credit from South Carolina. Blue Ridge Electric Co-op customers get a $1,600 per ton rebate as well. Call Eric Rooney at 735-8081. Water furnace, the reliable renewable.
Here at the Roar, every day is game day. We are 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're back. Ted said, after seeing what Wake did, what would Tennessee do? You mean to Clemson? Well, I mean, first of all, Will Shipley would rush for 250 yards and DJ Uiagalelei would throw for 500. So there's that part of the equation. But the part that you're missing is that Wake has a bunch of NFL receivers. So, that's the part you're missing. Tennessee has a possession guy in Tillman. When he's healthy. So, that's the answer. Ted said, well, I agree. The same text said, I agree, Walt, that Tennessee isn't a top 10 team, but there has to be 10. And there's not 10 teams that have separated themselves. I don't know. That's from John. Yeah, I don't know, John. I mean, I just don't think they're a top 10 team, period. And I think they'll lose their next couple games and we won't be having this conversation anymore. I picked them against Pitt. I thought they'd win that game by double digits. It was sort of a revenge spot from a year ago. And they were losing. And there was no way. Anyone who watched that game knows they were not winning that game unless Slovis got injured. They just weren't. They were going to lose by two or three touchdowns. They were being outplayed and out physical and everything. And it was Slovis's injury which changed that whole game. Otherwise, we wouldn't be talking about Tennessee at all. So I can't ignore these things I've seen about Tennessee. They're just not a top 10 football team. They're fun to watch. They're exciting on offense, but their defense is horrific. It's not just bad. It's horrific. I don't see how they're stopping any real team. Texter 940 says, with their slow start, where would you rank Notre Dame today? I wouldn't. They have two losses. I wouldn't rank them. I think they have a lot to prove. I don't think they proved anything in beating North Carolina either. All right, Ramona, let's get back to these games. I want to get to the top 25. I want to get to more breakdown of NC State and Clemson. which I basically promised every day. Okay, so what do we have left? Oh, we have that Virginia Tech North Carolina thing.
Yes.
I pretty much hate both teams. I think Virginia Tech is just a bad football team. They don't have any offense really, but they will when they play North Carolina, and North Carolina can't stop anybody. I mean, even slow them down. I mean, it's still just embarrassing that the brain trust had 2 weeks to prepare for Notre Dame, that they ballyhooed. They talked openly about the fact that they had 2 weeks to prepare defensively. They talked about all the changes they made, and then they went out and gave up 50 to Notre Dame. So I don't have any idea. Your guess is as good as mine. Vatek in North Carolina. Thriller. Okay.
Next one?
Yeah.
Georgia Southern at Coastal Carolina. Coastal Carolina, 10-point favorite.
Yeah, you know, Coastal just keeps being Coastal. You want to think, like, they lost so many guys, and there's going to be some drop-off, and then there isn't. Georgia Southern's pretty formidable, though. The line seems pretty much spot on to me. All right.
The next one is Oregon State at Utah 11-point favorite.
So that's good to hear. 706, same text said, that's good to hear because I don't like Tennessee. All right, well, there you go. I was asked by somebody how Clemson would fare against Ohio State and Georgia. Alabama today. Not well. Clemson's not ready to play those teams. Now, again, I still have some questions about Alabama at this point. I have less questions about the other two. I want to see whether the questions I have about Alabama get answered over the course of the year and when they have Harrell. I mean, I'm of the opinion that nobody is beating Ohio State barring significant injuries. And I don't even know it. Now, I think they're going to have some really formidable tests in the Big Ten. I think the Big Ten's pretty good. I think they're going to get some formidable tests in that league. I think we're still in an offensive era of football, and Ohio State looks like 2019 LSU all over again. Except they run it more physically than 2019 LSU did. They have two hammers and a good offensive line. I think that's going to be a big-time problem for everybody. They're doing what they're doing without Smith and Jigba, who's the best receiver in the country. So, yeah. Okay, Ramona, next.
The last one is Clemson, NC State.
No. The one before that.
Oregon State at Utah 11-point favorite.
Yeah, I haven't said a word about that. I like both these teams. I think they're both really well coached. I think Oregon State should have beaten USC at home. They were the more physical football team. That's who they want to be. That's what they're coached to be. They'll have trouble though on the road exploiting that physicality against Utah, but that's still a big spread for a team that's pretty good. And remember, Utah's lost Keithy, who's an All-American caliber tight end, one of the best pass-catching tight ends in America. He was injured last game. He's got to be out for the year from what I saw on the sideline, so I think he's done. All right, and then finally, Ramon.
NC State at Clemson, 6.5.
Yeah, this is 10 before the year. It's down to 6.5. I wouldn't be surprised if it drops further due to the weather. There are some changes in both these teams, the number, you know, I think from the perspective of most will be about right. I think we're headed towards a very difficult game here though on Saturday. Very, very difficult game. I'll tell you what we'll do. Let's get back into that conversation a little bit more of the personnel conversations regarding NC State and what my concern is. No, Texter 238. No, they're not. Again, it's based on what you had done to date. Based on what you had done to date, as I already explained. It's not an opinion piece. Text said Notre Dame led Ohio State for more than three quarters. Yeah, again, I've answered that 100 times. Ohio State dominated Notre Dame physically, beat their brains in, did exactly what people said they couldn't do before, and now they can. They lost Smith and Jigba at the start of that game, so they had to reinvent themselves, and they found a different way to win. They could not have done that a year ago. Ohio State mauled Notre Dame in the second half of that game, mauled them. Just lined up, ran it right at them, shoved it down their throats, asked them how they liked it. There was nothing they could do about it. It was a really impressive win, even though people didn't understand that at the time. Really impressive win. It was total physical domination as the game went on. And Ohio State didn't even bother with throwing the ball. And throwing the ball is their number one strength. You can believe whatever you want to believe. Barring injury, nobody's beating that football team. They're just not. This is not going to happen. I think that we might be watching the greatest offensive football team in the history of the game. We'll see how that plays out. We'll see how that notion plays out. I've thought that one or two other times, and sometimes it plays out, sometimes it doesn't. I mean, I think LSU is one of the greatest offensive teams I've ever seen. I think this Ohio State team can do everything that team did. Now, it might not be in the exact same way, but I think they can do. Texter said last I heard they play four quarters, Texter. Right. Exactly. Right. And I think Ohio State's just getting better and better, and they're still playing without Smith and Jigba. So, you know, look, understand this. This is who they are. You can, again, it's America. You can believe whatever you want. They have the best quarterback in the country. They have the best pair of running backs on one team in the country. I don't even think it's close. They have the best core of wide receivers in the country. And with Smith and Jigba's there, they have the best receiver in the country. They have one of the best offensive lines in America. This is the best offensive line I've seen at Ohio State in some time. Okay, how are you going to stop that? Good luck. You know, again, injuries can change everything. And maybe that happens. I'm talking barring significant injury. Barring significant injury. I just don't see how anyone's going to stop them. I think right now they're just toying. They're just figuring it out. They haven't even hit their gear yet. Wait till they do. Wait till you see what they do when everybody's playing. I mean, like even last week against Wisconsin, who's a good defensive team, and Ohio State's missing their whole secondary right now. That's another thing. They're missing their whole secondary. Now, Wisconsin's not going to be much of a threat offensively, but that game was like 38-7 before you took a breath against a still elite Wisconsin defense. And as I said, they played without Smith and Jigba. This is Minnesota the biggest threat to Ohio State? I think the two biggest threats are Penn State and Minnesota. I don't know how you rank them yet. I mean, I think Michigan is still very good. But I think Ohio State's going to torch them this year, and I think Michigan will score some points against them. I think Penn State is a good football team. I think you have a really talented runner in Singleton. You've got talented receivers. They're athletic. I've always said this, and for people listening to the show, over X amount of years, I've always said that the closest team athletically in the Big Ten to Ohio State almost every year is Penn State. It's not Michigan. It's not when you look at a total athletic profile, it's Penn State. Now, I still don't think Minnesota is there, but I think Minnesota has a really strong identity on both sides of the football right now, and I think they proved a lot going to Michigan State and just smashing them. I mean, just smashing them. I don't know. Tested Ohio State schedules a cakewalk. No, I don't think that. I don't think that at all. Because Ramona, give me their schedule. Oh, she's busy. Let me look at their schedule. I did pick them to go over the 10.5 total, which I thought was laughable. Let me take a look at their schedule. Honestly, I don't remember it. I haven't looked at it in a while. Come on, cooperate. Let's see. They have Rutgers. I heard this game being talked about on our national radio. And actually it was on satellite radio, take that back. And it was a gambling related show, and they were advocating going with Rutgers. What is the line on Ohio State and Rutgers? Because if it isn't like 70, you better not go with Rutgers, because Rutgers can't score. Ohio State Rutgers, you're looking at like a 77-7 game. That's what that's going to be. So I hope they're giving Rutgers 70 if that guy's taking Rutgers. Ohio State plays at Michigan State. It's still a tough game, even though Michigan State didn't play well this weekend. Iowa plays at Ohio State. And they don't have enough offense. Ohio State at Penn State, October 29th. That's a big game. Northwestern, Indiana, the next 2 weeks are runovers. Ohio State's at Maryland. Maryland's much improved. Maryland gave Michigan a good go at Michigan, and then Michigan, Ohio State. Now, that's not a cakewalk. No, that's actually pretty decent. They already beat Wisconsin. They still have to play at Michigan State, have to play Iowa at home. They're at Penn State. They're at Maryland, and they have to play Michigan. So, no, I wouldn't say that's a cakewalk. The problem is going to come in the same old deal. It's like with 2019 LSU. Who can score with them? Because you're not stopping them. Once they're fully loaded, you're not stopping them. So you're going to have to score like 50 to beat them. Who can do that? Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Standing water or that musty smell in your basement can be a sign of major problems. Canty Foundation Specialists are your local experts in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Call us today for a free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263 or online at cantyconfixit.com.
With fall comes fall weddings, grooms,